Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you and magnify your name. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised. You are worthy, Lord, to be praised. We honor you and bless your name. Oh, Lord God, where you find people that will lift up your name, where people give honor that's due to you, and where they reverence your name, there you are in the midst of them. Oh, there you are. There you are, Lord God. I know there you are. Yea, the Spirit of God moving in the midst of those people. Yea, even as they mention your name, even as they worship your name, even as they lift up your name. So, oh, so, Spirit of God, move. You're even now in our midst tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, you are here. You are here. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Hallelujah. We're not looking for you to come. You are here. Hallelujah. Thank God he's here. Thank God he's here. Ha, 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 ha. Thank God he's here. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God he's here. Come on now. Thank God he's here. Hallelujah. We don't have to go looking for him. Don't have to go looking for him. He's here. He's in this place. He's right here. He's right here with what you need. He's right here with what you've been asking him for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is in this place. He is in this place. He's in this place. Ha ha ha. Just let that sink in a little bit. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear this. In Isaiah, the Lord said this. He said, I hold your right hand. And he said, I'm your God. Fear not. I will help you. Somebody needs to get a hold of that right there. He's right here with it. He's right here. Somebody just needs to clench your hand as if you're holding somebody's hand. Just understand the Lord's got your hand right there, right there. Yep, 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 yep. He's here. He's got you. Hallelujah. Worship his name. Worship his name. Worship his name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 It's got what you need. It's got what you need. It's right here with it. Not far away. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Some of you have been wondering what you're going to do. Well, he's here. He'll let you know. He's here to let you know. So, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Say it again. He's here. He's in this place. Oh, worship his name. Worship his name. Worship his name. To worship his name. Yep, 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 yep. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 You can be seated. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. He is in this place. I want to read a scripture to you tonight. I'm going to share several scriptures with you tonight, and I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me. Before I do it, The Lord said this, and he said, this is going to be for some people, some specific people, but the rest of you get to listen. And if I had to, which I don't have to, but I could go name a couple of you that this is for. Not that I know something in the natural, but I know it by the Spirit. Ha ha ha. Isn't it good that the Lord helps us? Amen. And he doesn't just put a spotlight on everybody and say, oh, look at them, look at them, look at them. You know, oh, really? You know, I didn't know they needed that. You know, kind of thing, you know. No, the Lord does it in such a way that he gets the glory. He gets the glory. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. I'm going to share this verse with you right here, and then we'll go to another one. He says here in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And that's something that you and I need to be concerned about, is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And you ought to be able to answer the question of whether you're there or not. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, certainly I'm okay. I'm okay, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. That may be good and acceptable, but is it perfect? In other words, are you really where God has spoken to you about originally? Are you really where God has talked to you about in times of prayer? Are you really at that place yet where God said, spoke to you and said, there you'll find your greatest fulfillment? If that's not the case, then we ought to be busy about this issue of discovering, proving, knowing, and discerning the will of God for our lives, understanding that some things are good, some things are acceptable, but there's some things that are really perfect. Absolutely, absolutely a delight when you hit that spot right there. Absolutely the truth. And so the idea there, he says, you're going to be renewed in your mind you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, that word transform is a word metamorpho, and it indicates change, but understanding it from a spiritual perspective, you would say it this way. It brings the idea of revelation and also a change in that person as a result of the revelation. So in other words, there's a knowing, and then there's something that happens as a result of knowing. Amen. And so many times people try to just simply do what God says to do, and that may be good as far as it goes, but you know, it doesn't go very far if you just do what God said and you never take the time to become the person that God wants you to be. Take the time to become transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you get in line in your thinking with the will of God. In other words, when you think about what you ought to be doing, the will of God comes popping up in your thinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm sharing this with you because you know, as Pastor pointed out this morning, in a different way than what I'm doing tonight, but there are many destinations along the way to the final destination, and I'm just going to tell you right now, there are many opportunities to stop and to settle there and say, now this is good, this is okay, but my friend, this is not the end of the journey. Listen to me. There is that perfect will of God that we need to be in. And we need to pursue that. And I meet people all the time that are saved, they're in church, they're in this and that. And I've even had people come to me that called of God. They're called of God to be in the ministry, some of them, and they said, here's how the story goes. But you know, this happened. And then they say, well, that happened. You know, but you know, I was going along here real good, and then this happened. And that's the story of many people's lives, is this happened. And it stopped them somehow in moving forward in the progress that God has had originally intended for all of you, to, you know, for the people to make. And so whether you're called into the ministry or whether you're not called into the ministry, full-time pulpit ministry, it really matters not, because that verse wasn't just written to ministers, it was written to Christians. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, there is that proving. In other words, you have to go along here, and you're going to have to look at things, and you're going to have to decide, is this the best that God has? Is this the place that God really talked to me about? Is this really fill my heart when I'm in that place? Do you understand what I mean? And so some people are locked into careers. And they say, well, I'm on a career track. And that's good as long as it's the will of God. Amen. I said, as long as it's the will of God. Amen. You understand what I mean? You can be pursuing the American dream and miss God's dream by a million miles. Amen. Come on, preacher. Amen. I think pretty soon I'm going to have to get Brother Bill up here saying, can't get an amen on that. Just have to get him to stand up and turn around and look at everybody and say, I can't get an amen here. Amen. But you know, I talked to one man, and he said his greatest dread was when he finally stood before the Lord, and he was not able to say that he did everything the Lord told him to do. That was his greatest dread. In other words, he said, I'm busy pursuing the will of God with everything I got, so that when that day comes, I'll be able to say, I did what you said to do. I walked in all that you said to do. You say, well, Brother Yoder, but Brother Yoder, don't we, you know, they start stuttering. But you understand, people come along and they say, well, Brother Yoder, do we really have to work at it like that? Friend, listen to me. The race, the idea of winning a race is a grand thing. But the running of the race is not always so grand. You understand what I mean? Have you ever been so tired you can't hardly put another foot in front of you? And yet there's many miles to go. Come on now. Anybody ever got to the place where their health was like, well, it's this way, and so I don't guess I can do. See, people get to that place. Or people look at their bank account and I say, now, Lord, I would do it, but look what I got here. I don't have what it takes to do that. I'm just not in a position to do it. And people get locked into things. They get, what do I mean by locked in? Well, they get locked in by their thinking. And that's why their mind needs to be transformed. That's why it needs to be renewed, so it can be transformed into thinking differently than that. Because you see, if you start thinking along a certain line, you're going to get locked into that line of action.
Yeah, that's right.
Or inaction, as the case might be. So anyway, so that verse right there, let's turn over to Colossians chapter 4, and let's look at verse 12, one of my favorite verses, because it made such a big impact upon my life. And he says here in Ephesians, or in Colossians chapter 4, verse 12, Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers. Now look at this. Why did he pray? Why was he always praying? One translation says he worked hard in praying. Another translation says he prayed hard. He didn't just sit back in his easy chair and kind of prayed a little bless me prayer for them. He said he worked hard in praying for them. And he says this, why did he do that? That you may stand perfect, and mature, or mature and complete, or as one translation puts it, fully convinced in all that is the will of God. In all the will of God. Now listen, did you notice that? It didn't just say in the will of God, it said all. I find people that are convinced about part of it, but not convinced about all of it. And there are people that are walking in part of it, and it seems like they're at that level, but that they need to be in their life, but there's so much more. And I'm going to tell you something right now by the Spirit. You'll be walking out of here tonight, and before you get home, there'll be thoughts coming into your mind. The devil put thoughts in your mind. Say, yeah, but you know where you are, and you can't get there. You leave it alone. That was for others. And I want to tell you something right there. You need to know this. The devil's been talking to you. Anytime you get talked out of pursuing the will of God, you know the devil's messing with you. Come on now. Isn't this good? Amen. But I notice how did this come about? Somebody prayed hard. Somebody prayed fervently. Somebody wrestled in prayer, as one translation put. Another translation says he contended in prayer. In other words, somebody's got to get concerned about that. Somebody has to get concerned about you walking in the will of God. And you're going to be, listen to this, you're going to be more concerned about your life than anybody else. So it behooves us, all of us, to get into some prayer. You say, but Epaphras was praying for the church over there. Well, no doubt somebody's praying for you. And if that's your thinking, now I'm going to point this out as kindly as I can. If that is your thinking, well, somebody's praying for me. No doubt you haven't seen the validity or the necessity of praying hard concerning the will of God for your life. Well, others are praying for me. I can almost tell you people that would tell me that. And instead of being willing to pray, are people that aren't walking in all the will of God. I know somebody had to pray for us to get there. Now, the reason some people are as far as they are is because somebody else prayed for them. They just didn't realize how, they don't understand how they got as far as they did. Do you know what I'm saying? I remember getting, coming to the Lord, getting filled with the Spirit and all of that, and just, started walking in some things and things of that nature. And I finally came to the realization one day, it wasn't me that got me there. It was my grandma praying for me. Years. And the Lord would show her things. And she'd write me letters. I'm living 500 miles away, and she'd write me letters describing. She said, Marvin, I had a dream about you. And she described some of the things I've been doing. Made the hair stand up on the back of my neck. You know, we ought to get back to some of that praying. Amen. Now, she didn't condemn me at all. She knew I wasn't doing right, and every time I came home, she was a nice, grandma was good. I mean, she was just a reflection of the goodness of God. I mean, you just wanted to do better around her. That's just the effect she had. Little short lady, about like that, kind of, her name was Jemima. And don't criticize me, just describing her to you. She was about this big around, about this tall. Just wonderful. Do you know what I'm saying? And so you see, I could have looked at that and said, well, after I realized that I got where I'm at because of grandma's prayers, I could have just rested in that. Well, grandma prayed for me. That's why I'm doing it. I'm a Christian now. But you see, there comes a point in time when I had to do my own praying. I said, I had to do my own praying. Amen. Now listen to this. Somebody needs to know this. That if you don't bother doing your own praying, don't expect other people to help you pray. Amen. Now, I didn't mean that to be hard or to be a criticism. It means this simply then. Let's put it over on the positive side, and that is that when you endeavor to pray for you for the will of God for your life and you decide you're going to make that important for you, listen to me, God will send others alongside. You may not even know about them. You may find out about some of them later praying for you. God will put it on other people's hearts. But listen to me, he's not going to do it if you're not going to be concerned about it. You're going to have to get concerned about it. Amen. All. Everybody say all. All the will of God. Amen. Glory to God. Look over in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. Is anybody getting anything? He says, likewise, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. You say, well, that's for those who are the called. Well, listen to me. You are called. You're called to something. You're called, if nothing else, you're called into the body of Christ. And as such, you are a member, as such, you have a function, and as such, you have a place. And so there is the will of God for you to learn and to discern so that you be able to move in the place that God has called you in the body of Christ so that you'll be a blessing to others. Amen. But I look around and I see people that are so focused on surviving, just surviving. I'm just trying to make it, brother. And that's good. And some people have, they're in survival mode. And understand this, that God wants you to make it. You know, you understand what I mean? But he doesn't want you to just make it. He wants you to be able to make it to such an extent that it spills over on others. He wants you to not just survive, but to thrive. He wants you to be able to have life. Now, come on, finish it for me. And more abundant. Now, some people have got this revelation that God wants you to have life and have it abundantly. Would it be okay if the will of God improved dramatically in your life overnight? Would that be okay? Would there be a more of an abundance of the outpouring of what God has for you coming along? Would that be in line with the will of God? Certainly. God wants you to pursue. See, here's people. Well, I just don't want to get over into something that's not the will of God. Listen to me. You have got the Spirit of God on the inside, and you don't have to worry about getting over here. Paul in Acts chapter 16 got started going over this direction, and the Spirit told him no. And he started going over here to this other place, and the Spirit said no. And so there you go. You know, he's endeavoring to do some thing, and there was somebody called the Spirit of God on the inside that told him, don't you do that. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go there right now. And so what happened? Well, as Paul listened to the Spirit of God, and my friend, this is what we got to do. You got to learn to listen to the Spirit of God, because there is a transformation that happens by the renewing of your mind according to the Word of God. And while that is happening, there is something happening by the Spirit in our hearts and our minds. There is a revelation comes forth. Into a fresh and new knowing of what to do. Amen. So what happened? Paul had a vision in the night. Spirit of God moved and showed him a vision in the night of a man over in Macedonia, said, come over and help us. And so he discerned the will of God for him at that time was to go to Macedonia. He said, now, that mystery is solved. I don't have to go over here and try to see if this is the will of God or not. No, I can go where God tells me to do. Listen to me. Just because Paul was a preacher doesn't mean that that kind of activity is limited to a preacher. Listen to me. You may be called to be a businessman. Listen to me. If you'll listen to the Spirit of God, you don't have to try. You don't have to try to prove this way or that way to make a profit. Listen to me. There is a Spirit of God on the inside. The Bible says in Isaiah, he said, I will teach you to profit. I will teach you to profit. And he said, I will show you the way to go. That's what the Bible says. And at some point, listen to me, my friend, you got to learn to trust the Spirit of God on the inside to help you. He says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know. And I want to stop right there, for we do not know. There's many things we don't know. That's the problem. And that's the thing we come up against many times. Now, in this specific verse, it says, we do not know what to pray for as we ought. And that's a specific thing, but there's a lot of other things we need to know. You know, understand what I mean? But a lot of things can come when we know how to pray. Yes. Praying in the Spirit. Yeah, but brother, it says there the Spirit himself makes intercession. I yield to the Spirit when the unction comes. Friend, the unction won't come very often if you don't make the discipline of prayer a habit in your life. Listen to me. If the only time you pray is when the Spirit of God moves upon you to pray, listen to me, he's probably not going to call on you very often. Because sometimes there is the unction to pray, but there are many times it's the decision to pray. Isn't that right? I found out this much. When I stir myself up to pray, then I find that the Spirit of God is stirred to come help me pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. I remember reading back before I ever started working at Raymond, it would have been 1998, summer of 1998. It was in May of 1998. I was reading Brother Hagin's book on following God's plan for your life. And he talked about at the time of the writing of that book, how for 65 years he had been praying, not my will, but your will be done. The prayer of consecration on a daily basis. I remember thinking to myself, if he did it after 65 years, he's still praying that prayer. Maybe I ought to get busy praying that. Not my will, but your will be done. You say, well, Brother Yoder, I'm willing. Lord knows I'm willing. But one of the things I noticed, if you look over Matthew chapter 26, verses 39 to 42, you'll find out Jesus said, not as I will, but as you will. Not as I will, but as you will. And I also noticed he prayed that three times. And I remember thinking the thought to myself when I read that after many times, I remember thinking about this. If Jesus had to pray it three times in one night, maybe I ought to pray it a little more. You understand what I mean? There is a conformation that happens as you pray that prayer, which means this, that your will comes lined up with the will of God. In other words, your desires change. In other words, some things become less important and other things become more important. Some things are no longer satisfy you. Some things that you thought were so dear and so valuable to you become less so as you pray that prayer. You say, well, I don't know that I want to pray that prayer then. Well, listen to me. Every time that you let go of something, God has something better. Come on now. I have never discovered that that serving God and being conformed to the will of God is a downhill journey. It is always an upward journey from glory to glory and from victory to victory and from faith to faith. And it is from revelation to revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe because it's not downhill, is that why some people don't go that route? I don't know. You know, I don't want to climb a hill. I'm not in the mood. After all, you know, I got something wrong with my knee. Well, anyway, I'm not making fun of people that have a knee. Something wrong with their knees. If that's the case, then we pray for you to be healed. Glory to God. But, you know, people sir, they're so used to a certain way of thinking. And if anybody, I'm going to tell you this again, if anybody or anything tries to talk you out of pursuing the will of God or gives you a reason not to pursue the will of God, that's the devil talking to you. I said, that's the devil talking to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said, well, Brother Yoder, the problem I have is I just don't know much. I just don't know much. Listen, my friend, it's not the natural education you got. You said somebody said, well, I just never finished high school. This happened, and I never finished high school. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. Natural knowledge is good as far as it goes, but listen to me. It's what you learn by the Spirit and by the Word of God. Don't you ever let that stop you. I went to school until I was eighth grade and wasn't allowed to go to high school. But I want to tell you something. When I got spirit filled, I want to tell you something. My wife and I, we went and got our GEDs. And then I got the idea of coming to Rhema. Then I got the idea of pursuing more education after that. I'm going to tell you something. Just because doesn't mean that certain things have happened, doesn't mean that you're limiting it. Well, you know, this happened to me, you know. I'll tell you, when I was growing up, I'll tell you what. You know, my dad worked me from daylight to dark, you know. And I just didn't have time to read. Well, friend, listen to me. He's not doing that now, is he? You understand what I mean? I know what it is to work daylight to dark. I know how it is. I know what it is to get up when it's not daylight yet and get out there. And I know what it is to finish after dark. And I'm glad for it now. I know how to work. You know what I'm saying? I don't work because the weather's favorable. Well, you know, you understand. But now listen to me. So what do I mean? Friend, there is a place that God desires for all of us to get. And the question you got to ask yourself is this: are you at the place, the perfect will of God for your life? Maybe you understand what I mean? And if you are, thank God for it. But now listen to me. Here's something you need to know. And that is this, that the perfect will of God is where you may be right now. But there may be things that God will tell you to do in the days to come, and he'll want you to obey that. And once he tells you that, then the perfect will of God for your life will be what he talked to you about. Amen. Amen. And so you need to recognize that. You understand what I mean? In other words, be determined to be in the place. If you're in the perfect will of God, thank God for it. Thank God for it. But I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you this by the Spirit of God. There's some things coming for some people. And if you don't get busy praying, if you don't get busy getting your mind renewed to some things, you may miss it. I got the notes right there for the next part on the power of faith. I thought all week, when the thought came for me to preach this Sunday night, I said to myself, I know what I'm going to preach on. I know what I'm going to preach on. I've got the notes over there. And this afternoon. That's when the Lord told me. He said, this is for some specific people, but the rest of you get to listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just stand up. We can have some musicians back. That'd be a great thing to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just worship the Lord. Just take a few moments just to worship the Lord. It seems like, ha, 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 badikarabato suko barabasanti. Oh, just begin to pray in the Spirit. Yes, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. That's our weakness, Lord, but yet the Spirit of God helps us. For, ho, ha, 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 patiti, atadoba, da, pata. As we open our mouth in obedience, Lord, Holy Spirit, you are helping us. You give us utterance. Ho, para, ha, padini, mene, unamaha. Ibri, firim, hini, anukonasa. Broma, de, medini, ene, demersona, kana, titi, atadoka, da, tati, siatati. Hey, 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 sukama, hatadis, kadama, soto. Atati, kadama, tuti, atade, kadu, pata, siti, atato. Ha 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 ha. Hora ba 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 kataro ba tarasi ti ata ta ta no tsu. Hora ba 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 ha 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 ti ti ke da ra ba ta 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 ka ta ra ra ta. Hora da ba ba ka ha ta ti 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 ha ta da ba ka ba ta ta. Ah ha 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 li di ana te. Oh ho ho. Ah ha ti hi di ni e na. Ha ha li di ana do. Ye ti ti ka ma to di ka da se se. Ah ti di ka da ha ma to. Ipadim and Amadisiala, Bredidini Anapo, Hopadabadikanata Tesiado, Brutitisiana Teperuta Tasikata Damatuciata de, Simidamaduni under de, Simidani on the Dana de, bringing it in the India Sudabadi Krehit, Rabadisi and Nada. How can I manto? Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Just go, just worship him. Lift your hands and worship him. Just quietly lift your hands and just worship him and just magnify his name right now. Just worship him and magnify his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are showing people. You are moving. You are helping people in the name of Jesus. Sumbri tini ana popuru kutu rubasu tini. Ekre timi handado kabarate titi sipini katarobata didisi. Obre hiti ada da baba koribi andado karetiti ada da vatusutu. Hey, ha 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 ha, we worship you, Lord. 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 Just stand up here, Dom. You and your wife. Ha ha ha. Hallelujah. Don't know a thing about you other than you went to school. I was a dean. That's about it. Ha. Just lift your hands up. I looked over there a while ago. Huh. Now let me get this out the way the Lord showed it to me. Ha. Huh. I don't know what you've been contemplating. Ha. Huh. But go ahead and do it, and more will come, and you'll find yourself in a place of much more than before, says the Lord. So go ahead and do it, what you've been contemplating in your hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands up and thank the Lord. Lift your hands up and thank the Lord. Habadibadibadubadabasinianato. Handadidiadaho. Handadidiadato. Chris. Just stay right here. Now I don't know what this means, so I'm going to tell you what I saw, and then you just run with it, okay? I saw you going along here. And then all of a sudden, it was just like the Lord lifted you up and set you up on a higher place. And so I don't know what that means, but don't get too happy and settle the way things are. Aha, because the Lord is moving and speaking and bringing forth what's already, it's in there, it's in there, it's in there. So receive it now and take hold of it and run with it. Don't doubt that, but go ahead, and it'll happen. It'll bring, it'll come forth, it'll happen, it'll come forth. So I see that Miss Candy's here. Yeah, you're here. Just lift your hands up. Cool. I looked over to you, and I see that the Lord showed me you've been moving in this, about like this. Now listen to this. But the Lord says it's possible for you to move in a bigger. Sphere is not the right word. But in a bigger way, in a more in what it is that you've been doing, and it shall have a greater effect. So begin to think and realize that the Lord is expanding and bringing forth more and more in the way that you're moving. Even it shall, I like to say it this way: it'll, what you're doing, where you're at, will spill out over more area than it has before. That means something. Okay. Just thank you, Lord. Larry, God's got the answer for you. Just lift your hand up and thank God for it right there. Just thank Him for it right now. Just thank Him for it right there. Yep, He's got it for you. Yay, says the Lord. I keep getting this. If you would know, if you could understand, if you could get a glimpse of what it is that God's trying to lead you into, you would work hard as you could to get there. Because it's so much better. The perfect is so much better. So much better. Oh, and don't sit back now. Says the Lord. Don't sit back. Don't sit back. Don't sit back and be content, says the Lord. But again, but it doesn't look like it's possible. But the Lord would say, come forth and move with me and I'll make a way. Yeah, I'll not show it to you until you step out to do it. I hear the Lord saying that. Not gonna show it. Why? Because the Lord wants you to know this. It is a step of faith. The just shall walk by faith. And even as you walk, step out, says the Lord. That's for somebody particular. In particular. Doesn't mean that you quit your job, doesn't mean this or that or whatever. But it means something to some certain persons. And you know who that is? I'll tell you who it is. It is those who've already been hearing that in their heart. It's already those who've been hearing that in their heart. That's who it's for. So go ahead and do it. And you'll find that it's not just life as usual anymore. It shall not be as it was in times past, where you've looked around and were so unsatisfied, but you shall be able to rejoice, for surely it is the way that I'm leading you, says the Lord. So step out by faith, and I'll show you the way. I know. Where's the money going to come from? It'll come by the Spirit of God moving. And so don't look at what you have as the best that God can do. But God has much more. Much more. Much more. Is He not big enough to get it to you? Is He not big enough to make it happen for you? Can He not find you? Can He not cause the loads of heavenly blessings come your way? Shall He not find your address? Shall He not deliver it at your door? Shall He not and put it into your hand? Surely He will, says the Lord. He is well able. So let's lift your hands up and trust Him. He is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Sing song.
To worship you, I live. To worship you.
Hallelujah. Somebody here dealing with the left shoulder or arm somewhere down in this area right in here. If that's you, come down here. We're going to pray for you right now. The Lord said, if you're this, I'm talking not your right. I just can't tell you why. It's not your right arm. If you got a right arm problem, then certainly the prayer team will be here to pray for you. But if you have a left arm in this area right in here, could be a shoulder, could be all the way down to your elbow or something. But if that's the case, then you come. Left arm only. Hallelujah. Why is that? Because there's an anointing here for that. There's an anointing here for that. Left arm. How long's that been hurting? Couple weeks. Lift your hand up. Whoo, there it is. See, there the healing's flowing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Healing from the top. Ha, 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 ha. Healing all the way.
To worship you, I live.
The power of God on you now.
To worship
you,
I live. I live to worship you. To worship you,
to worship you.
I live to worship.
To worship you, I live to worship you.
Ooh, worship.
To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you.
To worship you,
to worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live to worship you.
Some of you are hearing things in your own heart and mind that you've been needing to hear for some time. As you're in this atmosphere, yea, the Spirit of the Lord will show you. So rejoice, rejoice, and be glad, and listen carefully down, for it'll show up here, down in your spirit, and it'll come up, it'll come floating, as it were, floating up to your conscious mind, and it'll cause you to come step into some things you hadn't known before, the key to some things for your future. Glory to God. It is as if it will unlock doors and cause you to be able to go through these things that God has set up for you, and you'll be able to walk in things you never imagined before. Aha. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The revelation gives you the power. Ooh, because the Spirit of the Lord is there to confirm the revelation the Lord is here. The Holy Spirit will confirm that revelation that is inside of you and empower you to walk in that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, bring that lady back to me, Eric. That lady right here. Now, let me ask you something. Been hurting since June. Both of them. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands up right now. Now, tell me, how does that feel? The cool breeze of the Spirit. Lift your hands up. The cool breeze of the Spirit blows upon you now and removes every effect of that heat stroke in Jesus' name. Just let her, just leave her there. Just let the Lord minister to her now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ha ha. Vision. Vision. Vision coming forth. Things birthed in the Spirit. Glory to God. Things even multiplied by the Spirit. Things that you thought would never come are coming. They're even being brought forth at an accelerated pace as you have stepped into this. So, rejoice. The Lord is even, He knows what He's doing. He knows what He's doing. Glory to God. Amen. Let's sing something one more time, if you could.
To worship you,
let's worship Him. Worship the Lord.
To worship you, I live to worship you.
Shoulder pain since 2005. He just lifted his arms so I have no pain. Ha ha ha. The Lord is working in this place. He's here. Don't ever forget that. He's here. I know He's over us, but He's here. Amen. If you have prayer, need for prayer for anything else, come to these men. Come over here to these men. Ladies, come over here to these ladies, and they'll be glad to pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 If you're here tonight and you're here for the very first time, we want to thank you for being here tonight. We want to thank you for attending with us and allowing the Spirit of God to minister to us. And we hope you were encouraged. We have some gifts for you. And so the connection team is going to help you to go to that place to get that gift. And so we just thank God for you. We invite you to come back. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't forget Wednesday night, Hour of Power at 7 o'clock in Jesus' name. And so shake hands with somebody and thank them for being here tonight. And you are dismissed. God bless you.